Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, this is Cherokee Billy, and welcome to the Sacred Path radio program, and thank you for tuning in. And joining me today is my dear friend Ray. Hello, Ray.
Hello. Happy Easter to you and to everyone else.
Same to you. Yes. Well, we're in spring, and, you know, spring's about renewal, rebirth, many things, and we're here today to talk about spiritual house cleaning for spring. It's really important to do this at least once a year, if not more often, depending on where you are. And there's so many reasons to do it, because you don't think of homes or office buildings or other things as being alive, but everything has a life to it, and they hold energies. They hold in the good. They hold in the bad. They can hold in all types of different things. So the goal is to clear them out as often as we can. And, you know, if you've ever been to notice houses around you where it's always a party going on and gangbangers and different things, and it always, even if the people move, the same type move in, it's always that attraction back because, again, the homes aren't clear. Now, there's many ways to do it. We're going to talk about them, Ray and I, today. And I do this privately for people. I've worked on incredible stories I could tell about some of my experiences clearing houses. The energies that I see is beyond belief. Anyway, Ray, you want to say anything here before we go off too far into it?
Yeah, sure. People come in and out of your house, apartment, wherever, work, and a lot of times they will bring bad energies in, good energies also, but bad energies are the ones that hurt you, and they'll just mess up your life big time, whether it be physically, mentally, whatever the case may be. They do come in. And, I mean, it's not that they want to. The bad energy is attached to them. And when they come in, the bad energy comes in too. And there's
Absolutely.
Enough bad energy in this world that nobody needs it in. Nobody needs it in their house, their business, their car, wherever the case may be. So to get rid of the bad energy is a good thing. When you're trying to get rid of the bad energy, you always, always, always want to try to protect yourself with the white light of God and the blue light of Saint Mike, Saint Michael the Archangel. I call him Saint Mike. You always have to protect yourself, because if you don't protect yourself, it could attach to you, and then
Absolutely.
You're carrying around the bad stuff.
Well, you know, one thing, you know, you mentioned about coming in, like every day, I live in not a great area, and every day I put spiritual protection on my front door. I put the white light of God first on it, and then I asked Archangel Michael to zap anybody who comes through that door with his blue light, removing any negative energies. So the front door is very important, and I want to bring that up for spiritual cleaning. Again, the white light of God is powerful, and you putting that on your front door is very, very good, along with the blue light of Michael. And also another thing is to clean the door. You know, use vinegar and clean it off in the front and the back of the door. And as you're doing it, realize you're removing any energies that have come in. If you do this ritually every year, you will be removing everything that's come in through the past year. So you want to start always with your front door, number one, because that's where they're going to come in. Yes, they can come in through windows and things like that, but this is the main area they're going to come in. And like I say, I do this every single day. There's not a day goes by I do not do this. So it is important. Any thoughts there?
Well,
carry on.
It's always,
up to you.
It, it's always important to get rid of the negative energies. I mean, you got people that are walk by, and they're upset with somebody, and it very well could come right through the door. Yeah, let's face it, in this day and age, you got a lot of I don't want to say evil people, but a lot of people that are up to no good, and that bad energy will come through the door. Anytime you have anytime you got bad energy coming in, it's not a good thing. You know, personally, I know in my bedroom, I put little things of salt in each corner. And
which is also
that chases any bad energies out also.
Salt, you know, has been around for centuries as a protection, and it really does. And you can put it in each corner of a room, in every room of your house, in a little container, and that draws the negative energy. I think that's good. You know, sometimes you've got to hit it with everything you got, not only the white light, blue light, but hitting it with salt and other things. Like one thing you can use is, of course, smudge, white sage, or any type of smudging, and go through the entire house. And again, smudge the front door, smudge the windows. And one thing before I forget it I want to mention is I always believe the final thing after you've done any cleaning is to use holy water in the sign of the cross, put it on the front door, put it above windows, put it everywhere. That is a big help as well.
Anytime you get there, it's like in the Bible, you know, where they put, my brain's not working today. Where they put the, you know, I can't remember the blood, and I should, but I'm just not awake today yet for whatever reason.
Okay, well, let's just drop it and go on to another subject, and if you remember it, we can come back to it. How's that?
Yeah, I think they put blood on the door to keep all the evil spirits out, so they harm their kids.
And that's the Passover, you know, that the negative spirits would pass over the houses that had that marking on the front door. So, you know, this has been around. This is not modern New Age things. This has been around since the beginning of time about protecting a home, clearing the energies. It's not anything new. So just remember that. And that's a good reminder what you said about, again, they passed over, you know, those that had that, you know, the blood of the lamb on it. So these are all ancient things that have been around, just like smudging. It's not anything new. It's maybe new to people, but it's been around forever. And another thing is using incense. Incense works just as good as smudge. It also can bring in the angels. Incense has a angel attraction factor to it. So you could, you know, accomplish many things with it.
Not only that, it makes your place smell nice.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. And clears out, you know, again, negative energy. And bringing in a pleasant smell. Anything that is going to get rid of negative energies. And, you know, that's why incense is very powerful. People don't think about it for cleansing, but that's what I think of it as. Like in the Catholic Church, when the priest or the bishop or whoever walks down, they always have the altar boys behind them with those huge things of incense burning. They know that it is causing to clear out the energy and attract the angels. They know what they're doing with that.
Right. And I mean, unfortunately, like at the funerals, the masses at the funerals, they shake that, whatever they call it, and it has incense coming out of it.
Okay.
They also have the thing to push the holy water onto the casket.
I'm not familiar with those things because I've never been in a Catholic church for anything, so you know more than me about it. I just know that they have a lot of connections to spiritual things. They really do. And I think most religions do in some way. It's just I don't like when they control the people. That's my only thing. Is
I agree 100%.
Again, some people need to be controlled. Some cannot do it without control. So I understand that factor as well. You know, it takes a lot of courage and strength to walk the sacred path on your own. It takes a lot. And it's not an easy one.
And usually when things are not going well and they haven't gone well and it just seems like a total mess, that's when the bad spirits are just jumping on you. And, you know, it's like a kid jumping on you when you're in the water and trying to dunk you. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to jump on you and dunk you out of a lack of water.
And drown you, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point, you know, and it's true. The negative energies are out to stop anything that is of God's love and light. That's their goal. So you may think you're not much in this world, but anybody who is walking in God's love and light is making a difference, and that's why they're going to come after you more than somebody who's they already own. Why should they bother them? They already got them.
Right, right.
And this is the importance of Archangel Michael, who is the big fighter against demonic spirits. Jesus as well. Another powerful fighter against demonic forces. You know, pulling in these energies is so powerful. And doing it, like I say, I do it daily. My front door at least once a day, throughout my home at least twice a day, because I know the area I live in and what's going on, and I have to keep doing it just so I have a little peace for myself.
Well, personally, I do it every night. Right before I close my eyes and go to sleep, I do it every night. And every morning when I get up, even if I get up in the middle of the night, I'm always, thank you, you know, for giving me another day, and I just move on from there.
You know, another thing you can use for clearing is sound. One thing is bells. There's others, of course. But you can walk through your home ringing bells. I know it sounds weird, but this also can chase out negative energies. Sound healing is very popular nowadays compared to what it used to be. And this can help you as well. Again, walk through ringing bells. Again, anything that is uplifting, I'll put it that way. Chimes. Yes, they also work. All these things, you keep doing it. Anything, whatever feels right to you, you can change around and do different things. But here we are at springtime. It's the most important thing you can do right now is clear your home. And then after you clear your home, clear you. But, you know, everybody, because you've got maybe family, friends, whoever are coming around, and they're going to feel the difference, the shift of the energy. There's no question about it. When you do this with high intention, and I always like to use holy water to seal everything afterwards, but people will feel the difference. They'll know there's something they may not even talk about, but they'll know there's a difference in your home.
Right. And I mean, a lot of times you'll get, people will get, for whatever reason, they get upset, and a lot of times they don't even know what the heck they're getting upset about. And to me, I look at it as that's a negative energy that's attacking you to get you upset. And like I said, a lot of times they don't even know what they're upset about, but they're upset. And as a friend of mine once told me, yelling at the ants on the street. It's tough to not, especially in this day and age, not to have the bad energy attack the individual But I mean, it's you always got to be working on getting it away from you. Because I mean, let's face it, life is too short. You know, some people in their 20s think that they've got forever. I did too, but you know, life's too short. You know, not to be happy, not to be joyful, joking, laughing. So I mean, you got to keep the energies, bad energies, off of you, because it's not. Life's going to be miserable.
It has its challenges for sure, and you want to make your life as easy as possible. This is why spring cleaning. It's that time of year. And if you've got a lot of clutter, you know, things you're holding on to, stuff you haven't used in 10 years, throw it out or give it to, you know, a charity place. Get the energies flowing through your home, not being stuck in something stagnant that's just sitting. Very important to do that. You'll see a difference. And yes, it can involve a lot of work if you've been hanging on to stuff for a while. But think of the reward when you finish it. How much everything, the energy will shift in your home. You're going to feel better, and it's just a tremendous difference. And these are things that people used to do all the time, you know, spring and cleaning of their homes and stuff. But it's, you know, many of the things that we used to do no longer are being done. And we need to go back to these things. They are there. They were being done for a reason. And they are still deeply needed, especially in our world today. You know, Ray and I always talk about the white light and the blue light because, again, it never can be enough of it. We need it all the time. It's never going to stop that need that we have for it and the divine protection, you know, and it's so needed in today's world. That's all I can say is if you haven't experienced it, you need to. And you can find out more about using God's white light on my website, CherokeeBillySpiritualAdvisor.com. In my articles, the first article is using God's white light. And I also have a video, a step-by-step process of how to do it. So I give very in detailed instructions. And you can find out a lot through my website also. If you feel your home is really overwhelmed, I do home spiritual cleansing. I do it, and I've had a pretty high success rate with it. It's not the easiest of work, and it's something I don't take lightly because I can get attacked. I have to have people backing me when I do these things because until you've come up fighting against negative spirits, you won't quite understand what I'm saying, but they're out there and they're ready and waiting to attack someone who's going to try to take down one of their little strongholds.
Well, it's the same thing that if people don't like what you're, and this is just people in general, they don't like what you're doing, they're going to attack you. And the evil spirits are the same way. They will attack you. However, it's going to be 10 times worse than a person. You know, if people, and I'm just going to use people, people will attack people for no reason, whether it be for a job, for whatever the case may be. They will attack you, and a lot of times, you know, let's say it's for a job, they don't even want the job, but they're going to attack you anyhow. So, I mean, it's just, you know, they'll attack you just to attack you. And like you said, you know, the evil spirits, when you're cleansing a house, they'll attack that much harder because they want to stay and they love to see you miserable.
Absolutely. And when they have a strong grip on a house, on that energy, they don't want to detach easily. It's kind of like haunted houses. I've lived in one. And it wasn't negative spirits, but one night, boy, it sure was. I mean, all types of spirits were coming through there, opening and closing doors. It was like what you would see in a movie, and it was in reality. So I've seen an awful lot in my little life. And believe me, those things are very real.
I've lived in a haunted house, too, which, I mean, when I went to go look at the house, and I was only renting it, thank God, there was a swimming pool in the back. When I went to move in, well, the swimming pool was filled in. I didn't think nothing of it until I went into one bedroom, and that bedroom was ice cold. Have no idea why. I could only take a guess. And, I mean, there was some strange stuff, stuff be moved and everything else. And I'm going, I'd be standing in the living room and there'd be like an ice cold breeze come right through me. The bedroom,
oh,
the
yeah.
same way. I had a cat that used to lay pretty much on the top of my head and the cat be hissing. And I open up my eyes and there'd be like a figure of a guy standing at the end of the bed. I have no idea who it was. I could only, like I said, I could only guess on what happened. This was out in Vegas, so, you know, and everybody knows about Vegas at the, in the early days. So, you know, I mean, it could have been anything.
Yes, and back to, you know, these energies that stay, you know, in a home, like whatever happened there, nobody had cleared it out, and it was staying. And sometimes they won't leave easily. That's why, like, you know, the exorcisms people have heard of, you know, that's why they are done, because sometimes it takes powerful work to remove those energies. It really does. And people who don't believe in the devil are really out of touch. The devil is very real. That's why you fight him and his forces with God, Archangel Michael, Jesus, you name it, you fight it.
Well, it's the old cliche, you know, if there's a yin, there's a yang. If there's good,
correct,
there's bad. There's a right, there's a left. So, I mean, there's always an opposite of whatever it is. In this case, if there's good energy, there's bad energy.
Correct. And that is true, the yin and yang. It's always, if there's a good, there is a bad. It's just the way it is. You know, people want to deny. A lot of people do not believe that there is a devil. And I'm always shocked by that one. I can understand not believing in God because of so much going on in our world. But how can you not believe in the devil when you're in this world? Whoa. It's very evident.
Yeah, I mean, it's and I got, and then there's people that are out there somewhere where they believe they come from outer space. And I knew a guy that said that, and I said, well, who made outer space? Who did this? And I kept going back. Eventually,
yeah,
he said, you know, this is ridiculous. And he didn't want to admit that it all had to start somewhere. No matter what you believe, it all had to start somewhere.
And I do
believe
there are life on other planets, you know, with all the solar systems, not just ours, but all that are out there. How can there not be life in some form out there? And again, that God has been there. He created it. And there's a song I like. It's called UFO by an artist, a Christian musician named Larry Norman. And the song's UFO, and it's a beautiful song. And in it, he says that if there's life on other planets, then I'm sure that he must know. And he's been there once already and has died to save their souls. And I believe that, you know, that Jesus has come to many different places, not just this one planet. That's my personal feelings.
Well, I would say it's like they say, you know, after the crucifixion and Jesus was put in the tomb, he went to go visit other places. Now, that was over in Israel.
Well, he went down into hell, basically, is where he went at that point.
Yeah. I don't want to say Israel, but we'll just use Israel out of a lack of word to use. You know, he'd come to North America to visit the Native Americans. He went to Asia to visit the Asians. So he went around. He just didn't say, okay, I'm tired, I'm taking a snooze. He went around and did work with other people, other cultures, other everything.
Well, he certainly has done a lot. And again, you've got to realize this can't be all that there is, this one planet. So, you know, there's a lot going on. And again, on energies, whatever life forms are out there, it doesn't mean they're all good. It doesn't mean they're all bad. But you've got to keep protecting yourself, your environment, because you don't know what's coming next. You just don't.
Well, that's the biggest thing, is to protect yourself, and protect everything, so nothing bad attaches to you, whether it be just,
and again,
just a little. I'm sorry.
And
go ahead.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. But, you know, clearing out your home, protecting it, is very important. This is the time of the year to do it. You know, you're getting rid of everything that's accumulated for the past year. And if you make this a yearly ritual, you will find life gets a little easier, a little better. Things will turn around.
Right. Even if you bring, you buy a piece of furniture at a thrift store or somebody's house, try to, you know, make sure that that's not only looking nice and everything else and what you want, but, you know, there's stuff that could attach to that also. Clothes.
Absolutely.
You know, you buy clothes at Walmart, you know, it's the same thing. You know, somebody could have tried on the jacket and, could have attached themselves to that.
Yes. And again, cleansing everything. You know, if you consciously make an effort, it becomes kind of automatic, like I said it is for me. I know it is for Ray. You know, we've been doing it a long time because we understand what's going on. When I was first taught about the white light, I was like, really? I was like, wow. And that was like 43 years ago. And I had never heard of it. But when I was taught about it, it made sense to me. And I've expounded on it over the years, learning more and how to work with it more. It's a fascinating subject, the white light. You know, it's never one that's going to get old, and there's always new levels to explore with it.
Right. I mean, it's like I've said and you said a million times, it's the protection. It's like wearing a seatbelt when you're driving a car. I don't particularly think that that's me. I mean, wearing a seatbelt driving a car gives you protection about being ejected out of the car or anything else. The white light gives you protection,
right,
not for your body, but for your soul. And
the body
it,
as well. It can protect the body.
Right. But I mean, the protection is everything. You know, it's like being sick and not going to the doctors. You know, the doctor is giving you protection. We're being sick and staying in your house, you're not going to get any better.
Right. You know, it's many things. And, you know, we're here to kind of encourage you to start looking at life a little different and seeing how you can change things for yourself. And remember, you can get my services through my website, Cherokee Billy, spiritualadvisor.com. Please look it up. I've written 12 books, thousands of articles. You know, if you think about it, you'll find it on my website. And there is a loop magnifier where you can do a search on my website. Now, we're coming down to the last minute here. So any final thoughts you want to share, Ray?
Just make sure you clean out your house, clean out stuff. Protect yourself, and that's the biggest thing, is protecting yourself.
And, you know, when you're cleaning out, also clear out your garage. A lot of energies can stay in the garage. So, you know, we're talking a massive project, I know, but it's well worth it. And if you start doing it regularly, it won't be such a big project every year. It'll get easier.
Right. There won't be as much... As I would say, there won't be as much to get rid of.
That's correct. You know, get rid of as much as you can. And I pray that everybody take advantage of this time of year and do these things and see the changes that can occur for you. And thank you for joining me here today, Ray, and wishing everyone a blessed, holy day. Take care.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you for having me. Bye.
Always a pleasure. Bye-bye.